Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high bouncer on the infield. Pena charging, gloves, throws. He got him. Base is loaded, one out. The Phillies do not score. Strikeout, ground out, and the shutout string continues through 8 more innings tonight.
Yeah, that was a mess. That was a mess. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller, broadcasting live from the Yacht Club of Seattle City for the New Heights Team 62 Beer Bowl, benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. Kyle with us here, and a lot to do today. We're going to get back to the Sixers here and your calls in a second, but let's react to the Phillies. Hugh, they lose again last night, 2-0, shut out for the second straight game. They haven't scored in a pretty ridiculous amount of innings here.
19.
Yeah, so this obvious question, is this more the Phillies' fault or mine? I said on Monday they'd be fine long-term if Bryce Harper was out. I still believe that.
Like
but
clockwork.
They haven't scored a run.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Well, I mean, I can't avoid it.
I mean, I wasn't going to bring it up. I thought it the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Defend Johan Rojas.
No, I'm saying because the moment fouled him, no question about it.
Yep.
The moment fouled him, as everybody comes outside, as the boats, I guess the boats are starting to come
up. Yeah, the parade is starting to roll. We're about to get this thing started. That's right.
Sharks in the water, by the way.
There's no sharks.
you got to stop. This is a bay.
I see a one-foot turtle.
I'm just saying.
There's a little baby turtle.
There's no sharks.
I mean,
but
no sharks.
But the boats, okay, the boats are coming in.
Yes.
People are coming outside. We're about to get a procession.
More boats than Phillies hits, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's the case.
The offense right now is a problem.
Yes, it is.
It's a problem. Look, it wasn't great with Bryce Harper. So this, and he's been out weeks, right? This isn't like he went out Sunday and now they're not hitting. They've been up and down the whole year, but there's a lot of problems here. All right, 215-592-9494. The Phillies play this afternoon in Houston. They're facing a pitcher in Hunter Brown who has an ERA under 2. Yeah, I'm not sure they're going to score today.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out my parlay because Dick Fitz didn't work out for me last night. What do you mean?
You pronounce it as though it's a French word, but that ends with an E-T.
Parlet.
Parlay.
Parlet. This is
Can
my.
Can you repeat the line you said a second parlet. Ago that we just.
What you mean, Dick Fitz?
He said Dick Fitz.
He's an idiot.
Didn't work out for you. Dick Fitz.
No, my parlet didn't work out. Francisco gave me a parlay yesterday. The ground one didn't work out for me.
Well, don't blame Francisco.
I mean, yeah.
Make your own parlays.
You see who's here?
Is that Jason?
That's Jason Kelce rolling
and he's throwing out football.
Yes, he is.
Uh-oh.
Jason has on pants today because yesterday he had on some bikini draws.
Well, he had something else. And then
he had on an America-themed bikini draw.
Yep, he did.
He's not a quarterback. He threw one on top of the field. Oh,
wow, that was a duck.
Now he's throwing ducks. His arm is running out of gas.
We haven't seen one of those since Carson.
it's the top deck upstairs, but he ain't making it up there. That's terrible. As the boats come in, as we dock. But, yeah, man, it's like, yeah, Francisco, thanks a lot, man. I mean, yeah, thanks a lot.
That was through a no-hitter.
Parlay.
I mean, he gave you DeGrom, who pitched great yesterday.
Yeah, but he didn't give me eight strikeouts. Right. He didn't give me eight plus.
Couple takeaways from the Phillies, then right back to the phones on the Phillies and the Sixers. A couple things struck me last night. One, you want to blame me for the offense? Well, I mean, I'm saying.
Okay. I don't know what Bryce is right now, Joe.
Well, he took more batting practice yesterday, if that helps.
Would you be surprised? I know it might not happen, but wouldn't it be surprised if he came in as a conquering hero today?
Oh,
like it just feels like
running
a Bryce
in on
Harper.
His white horse.
Yeah, it feels like a Bryce Harper moment.
All right, who's more at fault for the lineup, the Phillies or me right now?
You,
me.
I'll say you.
Okay,
because it's ironic, and I wasn't gonna say a word.
Yep.
But it's ironic how you talk about we don't need Bryce, and then all of a sudden, the bats go super cold.
If we're in, I told
in this hot ass weather.
If we're in, I told you
we
so.
Are.
Mode. Are we in? I told you so.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know what? Yesterday, I had Jack send me a list of MLB outs above average leaders, and Trey Turner's, you know, fourth among shortstops. Stop sending me this crap, okay? That ball in the first inning, any good shortstop gets to. That shouldn't have been a run. Wheeler got hosed because his shortstop can't get to a ball that's up the middle. So that was annoying last night. And the other thing, Kyle, they desperately need a right-handed bat. So last night, the Astros threw five lefties. Obviously, the starter was a lefty, but every reliever they took out, they put in. Was a lefty. I mean, they're daring the Phillies' right-handed hitters to hit a lefty, and Bohm didn't, Castellanos didn't, obviously Turner didn't, Real Muto. It's a problem. They don't hit lefties.
But, like, so, and I'm with you there. I just think they need another bat or, like, presence in the lineup. I'm less infatuated with the lefty-righty type thing anyway.
At least an everyday player.
Right.
Just
that's what I mean. Right.
Like
Brandon Marsh has been hitting lefties this season. He got another hit off a lefty last night. I think that was that at the beginning of the eighth to start that almost rally type thing. They just need a threat in the lineup. And I know Bryce Harper's not been, like, amazing, but, like,
would have been great to have him out there.
That's exactly right. 260 average, maybe it's like 800 OPS this season. Like, that just deepens the lineup. So you're not throwing total turds out there. Like, when you get to the bottom of the lineup, but it's true. I mean, that's what a lot of these guys are. Like, and I know Bryce Harper's a left-handed hitter. He's not a righty, but, like, just adding him into the lineup, I don't know if they win the game or they score a run with him in.
It's hope.
It just helps. You can't tell me that it doesn't.
Well, of course it would help. I mean, we're all in agreement. But they need another bat, right? Like, they need Bryce back. But they need another bat because the offense right now is pitiful. Your reaction to the Phils and, of course, the Sixers and what they did last night. 215-592-9494. For Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Where are people? Are people with us in hope, or are they with Mr. Doom and Gloom over here, Hugh Douglas?
Who I'm just does, keeping it a bead.
I mean, we're trying to celebrate the pick, celebrate the Sixers doing the right thing.
People are more with Hugh. It's 55%.
This is unbelievable.
Because they heard the same thing that I heard last night.
You know, I wonder if people are having trouble and they're stuck between the hope for now
versus
or the hope for the future.
Yes.
That's what it is, because when they talked about bringing Joel Embiid back and talking about him being ready for the season, that to me stunched the growth of the young guys. If we're going to go young, let the young guys.
But what are we going to do? Like, you're going to tell? I mean, I joked the other day, tell Joel and Paul to stay home. Like, what are we going to do?
But here's the thing. He stayed home last year. I mean, for obvious reasons.
Well, he'll probably. You want to be real? He's probably going to get hurt again.
I mean,
if we're keeping it a buck. Whatever. He's going to get hurt again in this time.
Yeah, but it's different, Joe, when you come in as a young guy and they say, okay, he's the leader. Because that's what it kind of feels like. It kind of feels like everything runs through Joel. And if that everything runs through Joel, then you concede everything to Joel. That's the problem that I have. Maxie tried to step up last year and be that guy that somebody – it might have been somebody was in his ear and said, hey, man, you need to be the leader. It needs to be a consensus that you're going to let these young guys lead, and I don't think that's going to be the case, to be totally honest.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9490. For reaction to the Phils, who got shut out again last night, they haven't scored in a ridiculous amount of innings. It just the more we move closer to the trade deadline, Bryce or not, they need another bat in here. This lineup at times is totally feeble, and the Sixers did last night give you hope. It did for me. They made the right pick. They took the right kid.
Come on, Douglas.
I think they're tipping the scales here. The weenie scale we keep talking about. They're tipping the scales.
I like how Kyle coined it, the weenie scale.
The winners and the losers here. They have too many losers around here.
That one. That was pretty good.
Too many weenies. And now they're bringing in people that – like this. The first time this kid plays real defense in a game, chase down block on a good player, he's gonna be
– No, he's going to infuse – the fan base is going to be excited.
Yes,
he's going to be excited. And I hope so.
Straight from the Bahamas.
I just want him –
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I just want him to be allowed to grow on the offensive side of the ball and stop trying to run it through Joel Embiid. That's what I'm concerned about.
Yes. Well, I think a lot of people would agree with that. Mike in North Philly does not like the edge cone pick. What's up, Mike?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's up, Mike?
Good. So I just wanted to say, like, it's not that I don't like edge cone in the pick in isolation. What it is I just don't like the propaganda around the pick, because at the end of the day, I just feel like in basketball specifically, talent wins games. Like, even when I was listening to, you know, the conversation about the Phillies, right? Like, the Phillies are losing because the people that we invested our money in aren't either playing or not hitting. Like, Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, Nick, they're coming up short. And we're talking about, you know, waiting for Bryson to come back. Well, I feel like the kid Otto was one of the better hitters in the last couple of weeks since he's been in. He's been one of the most consistent pieces that we had. So, like, when I think about the Phillies and relative to the Sixers, talent is what's going to get us over the top. I don't think us hoping that a defensive player that's going to defend Boston or any of the other team is going to put us over the top.
So I used to think like that, Mike, and I've changed my thinking. I mean, they're all, in effect, they're all talented, right? Like, there's different levels, I understand that. But, like, we're not talking about undrafted players here, like Edgecombe or Bailey or Johnson. Like, they're all talented kids that are picked for a reason that high. I just think it's changed. It used to be just put the most talent together and hope they win. I don't know. Is that really happening anymore? Were the Thunder overwhelmingly talented, or were they deep, and did they play defense?
I don't think the Thunder win this championship without Haliburton getting hurt. I also don't think that – I think the –
Right,
the,
but okay, but if we even go to Indiana, if Indiana won, like –
They're like mirror team.
Yeah, like they're not running around with five Hall of Famers on the court.
I agree. What I'm simply stating is that this idea of leadership and team culture, and I'm not saying that it doesn't matter. I just think it's extremely overstated and overrated in a sense, and more so overstated, because when you guys were talking about the Eagles and talking about Darius Slay and all of his mishaps, Slay's comments always came after losses. Anytime we lost and got torched, it became a problem. We were winning, nothing. Well, Joel Embiid was a fan favorite in the city when we were winning. When he gets hurt and we lose, he's the worst player we've ever seen, right? I think teams' chemistry are going to be dictated by the amount of wins that we rack up throughout the season. And I don't know if a defensive player is going out there is going to necessarily move the needle enough for the Sixers to become winners for us to really judge the impact that he'll have on our team culture.
So maybe not now. So I understand. Mike, we appreciate the call. I actually think we're underrating this kid a little bit. Call him just a defensive player. He can score. He's 18. He averaged 15 points a game in college. Now, is he going to average 15 or 20 this year? Probably not. I mean, he gives you 10 or 12. I think that'd be great. But I don't know. I think one day he could average 20 points a game in the NBA. He's got a skill set there. Plus, how could we say that this stuff is overrated or overstated when we just watched losers here? I mean, James Harden is one of the more talented players to ever play in the league. Guy's a loser.
Could we not just lay out the weenie scale?
I mean,
he clearly wasn't paying attention.
Ben Simmons, when he came in the league, people said he's Magic Johnson, he's LeBron James. He's a weenie. I mean, the reason he didn't reach his ceiling isn't because he didn't have talent. It's because the guy had a loser mentality. How could we go too far with that? Doesn't make any sense.
I think culture matters, too. I know the caller called in and he said he don't think that culture has anything to do with winning and just winning games. I think a positive culture helps foster winning, you know, because if you're taking care of your guys, if they feel good about coming to work, if you feel like you're not working, it's easy to go out there and get a win.
Yeah.
But when you talk about – to me, when I hear them talk about the Sixers and Joel Embiid is the leader of this team – if you're going to let these young guys be the future, then it needs to start now. You know, we can't try to run it back. We can't worry about being the third seed in the East or anything like that. We need to allow these young guys to grow so we can be like an OKC. Yeah. Now, I don't know if all three of these young guards are going to be here. I don't know that to be the case. But if we're talking about the future and how to build this, it starts with allowing VJ Edgecombe to develop on the offensive side of the ball. Mm-hmm.
And I think – so I agree with him to an extent. Like, when you're in the middle of a season, you don't know what the culture is until they're winning for a stretch or they're losing for a stretch. Like that, but and that's when you can start to see it, right? And you know when it's a bad culture. And usually – I mean, you never really think of bad teams that have good culture,
right?
Like, the culture, I think, comes after winning when you're in the season. But you can always establish it before the season, and I think that can lead to you becoming a winning team, and then it looks like you have a really good culture.
Yeah, I look, they're all talented again, and I just think we go so far with, like, the most talented players always win. I think we think that because when they start winning, we assign the talent back to them. Like, I'm not saying that we just built the Warriors, but none of those guys were high picks. No one thought anything when Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green were drafted, but they got the most out of their ability, and obviously they just got better and better.
And it's going to be up to Nick Nurse, you know, if he survives. We'll see what happens this season if he survives it. If he can develop these guys. But I don't know, like, something about just Daryl Morey's track record with who he's taken. Like, Tyrese Maxey, he's developed this game, I think, every single season. We didn't really see it last year because Joel Embiid was out.
But he's reached his ceiling. Right. He's found it.
Right, exactly. So I think that's a thing that can happen here. And I do think Joel Embiid has something to do with that. Like, if Joel Embiid is healthy, I understand he's not a big culture guy, and I know Hugh's super down on him. But, like, if you see these kids play alongside Joel Embiid, I think you will see them flourish. Like, he adds that element to the floor where teams just have to respect who he is. I mean, like, He is that presence in the middle of the court that allows for a guy like Tyrese Maxey or allows for a guy like Jared McCain. We'll see VJ Edgecombe eventually, like, to become who they are and reach their ceiling.
I'm rejuvenated today after that draft pick because I went in last night thinking there was a chance they were going to screw it up. I mean, when they were on the board at three, and I was like, are they really going to take Ace Bailey? Are they just going to take the talent guy and hope they can make it work? They didn't. They did the right thing. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, Chuck. What's up, buddy?
Man, listen. Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio? Hugh Douglas, what's going on? Kyle Quinn. Listen, this pick sucks.
Wow.
Simple as that.
You're out on VJ already?
No, it ain't about VJ. You know what I mean? We got this 7'2" loser of a player still on his team. You know what I mean? And you see Boston, everybody else making moves. And I'll tell you what this is going to do. They just prolonged the era of Joel Embiid more. That's all they did. This pick was just to satisfy Joel Embiid. And the Sixers, they don't have the foresight to think past anything, you know, that's remotely close to not building around Joel Embiid. You know, this is another pick to build around a loser, okay? And as simple as that. It's more about the organization and this 7'2" tub of lard that we have of a player who doesn't come through and does not come through in a clutch. Okay, his numbers drastically dropped in the playoffs. Okay, he's not a championship player, and what he's going to do, he's going to poison the minds and the brains of these young guys. You know, when you drafted Allen Iverson, and you drafted, you know, when you drafted even Joel, it was their team. This isn't going to be VJ's or Tyrese Maxey or McCain's team until he's out of here. Okay, I'm not worried about Paul George. Paul George is an afterthought. This guy, Joel Embiid, has been a dark cloud over the 76ers' heads for so long, and he's just a miserable guy, you know, and he's always injured, and that's just going to feed off on these guys. He's not going to be the other way around. You kidding me? You know, this guy is a veteran.
Well, it was for the Eagles, though. Like, we've seen examples of where it works that way.
When? Tell me how.
I just told you. Like, look at the Eagles' defense the year before Vic Fangio got here, and they drafted Quinion and Cooper DeJean. What was James Bradbury, and what did he make Darius Slay look like? Right? They looked like losers, and then all of a sudden you get young guys in here, and they change the culture of the team.
Hold up, time out. Before he got those guys in, first of all, you're talking about a different sport, and those guys, if I'm not mistaken, they made a Super Bowl in 2022. That's not really a good example. Okay, those guys were used
to winning. All right, well then, Chuck, let's do 2020 to 2022. What happened then? They had Jalen Reagors, and then they got Devontae Smith in here. They got Jalen Hurts in here, and it changed the culture of the team because Carson Wentz and Jalen Reagor were losers. Losers.
No one has lost more than Joel Embiid in this city, okay? And it's a different sport. You're not going to have VJ Edgecombe coming and try to light a fire under Joel Embiid's ass. It's not going to happen. It's going to be the other way around. Okay, so we got to depend on that. We in bad trouble as an organization. Okay, this is just pick. It ain't VJ. VJ might be a great player. You know what I mean? He might turn out to be a player I love. You know, he has a skill set. But it's this guy. This guy is just a dark cloud hanging over the 76ers' head, and
so,
I'm not with it.
Listen, some of what you said I agree with. And Chuck, we appreciate the phone call. But what were they? What are they supposed to do with Embiid now?
There's no choice. But,
they're stuck until – and, like, I think it would make us feel good if Daryl Morey goes out there and says, you know what, Joel Embiid's not even part of this anymore. We're moving in a new direction. But he's on the team. He's under contract. Like, it doesn't help Morey to torpedo whatever trade value he has. And the only way we're going to dump him right now is to give up picks to dump him. So this is a tricky situation. Morey made a lot of mistakes, right? Like, just because I like this draft pick last, that doesn't mean I'm absolving Daryl Morey from blame.
Uh-huh.
That extension for Joel Embiid is ridiculous. Right? It looks absolutely ridiculous. The draft pick, the signing of Paul George, is insane. But all you could do now is try to move past it. Like, what are you supposed to do? Say, we're not going to draft anyone, they have to move forward while dealing with this.
See, that's not what I'm talking about. I hear what you're saying, and I totally understand that. But cultivating a winning culture starts from the top, and it trickles down. And my concern when I talk about all this, I know you're right, Joe. I know that we are hamstrung with the Paul George contract and the Joel Embiid contract, for that matter.
Yep.
But you can still let these young guys develop if you just change the way that you do things. And what I mean by that is this. Allow these young guys, because we don't know what Joel Embiid is going to be. Allow these young guys to grow and develop. My biggest concern is that Joel Embiid is going to come back, and we're going to think he's healthy, or he's going to be healthy. And we're going to run things like we ran them in the past, and we're going to run everything through Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
I don't think that should be the case.
So we were making examples earlier of the Eagles, different teams. Like you bring in a winning player, and it kind of starts tipping the scale. You know, the Eagles' culture started to fade after they won the first Super Bowl, right? Like it went down the next couple of years. 2020 was a disaster.
Right.
They drafted Jalen Hurts. I'm not trying to say VJ Edgecombe's going to become Jalen Hurts.
Right.
Like, you know,
but that's the example
but
I just used to Chuck.
But they drafted
it
a leader.
It changed the culture of the team.
Yes, to your point, Hugh, maybe it's not overnight, but they started drafting the right people. They drafted Hurts. Wentz was still here. The next season was a disaster. I mean, but eventually they moved off of Wentz, and it became Hurts' team, and away they went.
And I don't think it being a different sport matters. Like, this is something that happens across all sports. Like, if you're going to tell me that somebody can infect the culture in a negative way as badly as a guy like Joel Embiid does or a guy like James Harden does, then why is it impossible for it to go the other way?
Let me give you one more example. And I didn't even know if this one is totally fair, but I remember people saying it, that maybe the Phillies wouldn't have done what they did if they kept Bobby Abreu, right? They had to turn that locker room over to Rollins and to Utley.
Yeah.
But Abreu was here when those guys came up, right? Like, sometimes it takes time to turn the whole thing over. Like, when the Phillies started to incorporate Howard and Rollins and Utley, their culture was turning, and then maybe they needed to take it into overdrive, and they traded Abreu and whatever, and then they went and won the World Series. I just think last night was a big step. They took a kid that I think is a winner, and they avoided a loser. Maybe the bar is low, Hugh, for the Sixers. They avoided a loser last night, and I'm happy.
I get what you're saying, Joe, but I am more worried about the message to me that I heard when all of a sudden, we're talking about VJ Edgecombe, and they say, well, yeah, Joel Embiid is going to be ready when the season starts.
Yeah.
That right there, I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We're about to run this.
To be fair, he was asked for an update.
I understand he was.
He didn't open the press conference and say, Joel's coming back.
No, but I'm saying that's what it kind of feels like, though. And if we are going to move forward as a franchise and be where we want to be in a few years, it starts now in allowing the young kids to take over.
And I get where people like you and people like Chuck are coming from. I'm not going to sit here and try and talk anybody into being excited about Joel Embiid next season. I have hope for the Sixers next year. I think that they're going to be, I said, 3 seed at minimum. But if you're going to tell me we have to, it's the same song and dance with Joel Embiid, like I have no evidence to suggest otherwise. That's okay. Mm-hmm. But the notion that Joel Embiid's going to rub off on Vijay Edgecombe and tank this kid and whatever he is for the future, that's insane to me.
Well, it's more so, I feel like it's a chance that he could fall into lockstep with whatever's going on. Because, again, Maxey tried to do it last year. And, you know, you're talking about a young cat that came in who's already been reported that he was a little nervous at his workout. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has the work ethic, but you're gonna pay deference to the guys that you saw play.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about the Joel Embiid. You're talking about the Paul Georges. And if you see them handling things a certain way and not the right way, it has a tendency to rub off.
I heard him say last night that he appreciated that Maxey came to his workout, and he said he hopes they retire together here. I think the two of them, and I'll throw McCain in there, I feel like they're going to lead the way.
Yeah.
And I know it's not easy, Hugh, you're saying, if the big guy's there and he's getting the shots. I just think they took someone last night who's got the right mentality, and they haven't done that around here in a long time.
I'll give you that.
215-592-9494. You can hear the parade, I believe, coming in here we broadcast. They are – The participants in the beer bowl are...
Well, some of them look real hot.
Well, they're in outfits.
Well, they got one dude like a Santa. Oh, I know. Ooh,
yeah, that did. I saw people in furs.
Yeah.
That can't be happening.
That's
today.
A lot for a day like
you're
today.
You're talking about cooking a
suit. Yeah. All right, we're broadcasting live, as you can hear, from the Yacht Club of Sea Isle City for the New Heights Team 62 Beer Bowl, benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. Your reaction to the six, what they did last night, did you like the Edgecombe pick? I'm sure there are Ace Bailey people out there. You're disappointed they didn't take Ace. And do you have hope? I have hope again for the Sixers after last night. Renewed hope because they made the right pick. They took someone here who's going to help tip the scales from the losers they've had to the winners we hope they've become. All right, your phone call's coming up. It's Philly's reaction to the loss last night. And when we get back, I want to let you hear what Dave Dombrowski recently said about Kyle Schwarber and his upcoming free agency. It's a little bit different than what he said a few years ago when Nola was in the same spot. You hear that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.